Hello and welcome to yet another edition of the Full Force News Burst, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com, with me as your host, Chris, third-party fire and theft McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Joining me today to talk about the news that Hasbro have made an official stance against a third-party infringement on their intellectual properties is Justin IP Freely Bell. So without further ado, let's get stuck into this news burst, although I'm not sure if you pee freely, you could have issues with that. In any case...
My pee is fine, thank you very much.
Justin does pee freely. That's the news burst. Thanks, guys. See
I
you later.
I might be peeing right now.
I'm going to put a peeing sound effect in the background. News broke a number of days ago that Zeta Toys' third-party Unicron figure had been removed from most of their social networks, including their YouTube video, which was taken down because of a copyright claim made by Hasbro. Well, yesterday the project was officially cancelled due to Hasbro's crackdown on IP infringement as Zeta Toys posted confirmation. It has come as a surprise to many that Hasbro have decided to act now, despite many years of turning a blind eye to third-party companies, but you have to look at the timing on this one. HasLab is currently in the process of trying to fund their largest transforming figure of all time, with Unicron, and I personally see it as no surprise that with the funding goal hanging in the balance despite an extension to October, that Hasbro have decided this is too far. Justin, first off, what's your stance in regards to third-party companies? Do you feel as though they damage the brand, or do they give collectors an outlet for characters that may not see the light of day in an official capacity?
Well, I think it can be a little bit of both. I think there's many different facets to it. I think they do impact the brand in some way, and I think this is a very direct example of that, where I do believe there was, you know, some kind of corollary evidence that when Zeta Toys posted their Unicron, backers of the HasLab project actually went down.
Yeah.
With the idea, some people thought that people were giving up that one in favor of the Zeta Toys version, which would certainly indicate a, you know, potential damage to the brand. I do think in some cases, third party has actually forced Hasbro to improve some things. I think the Masterpiece line specifically has made some huge strides ever since third party kind of cranked it up a little bit. And so in some ways, and maybe it's made, you know, forced Hasbro to do things a little bit better, a little bit different, which isn't necessarily bad. But then I also think they do provide a good outlet for characters that people might not see. I think it can be a little bit of everything. You know, I try not to support third party myself if I can help it, although I can't argue that they do some really fantastic work, make some fantastic looking toys and do some really cool things that Hasbro is not doing. I think if you can find that kind of perfect blend where third party is doing something that Hasbro maybe wouldn't do, so you're not directly impacting what you're supporting with Hasbro, but you know, for every $200 you spend on a third party item, no matter what it is, it's potentially $200 less you have to spend on the official product. So regardless, you know, there has to be some kind of financial component to this and some kind of concern that dollars spent on third party or dollars not spent with Hasbro.
Yeah, very good point. I mean, obviously there's a lot to kind of unpack with where, you know, obviously third party is not necessarily your bootleg and your knockoffs and stuff like that. I mean, that's a completely different kettle of fish.
Sure,
where you've got
exactly
actual reproductions of like Masterpiece official product being churned out with, you know, less quality. And, you know, really, I don't know, I think that damages the market more so than third party does. I agree with you, though. I definitely think you're totally correct on that. Everything you said, it definitely has that, like a foot in both pools. I don't know what metaphor that is, but it definitely has that balance at the moment of it's taking money away from, you know, HasTac, as they call it, Hasbro and Takara. At the same time, they are filling gaps with certain figures and characters that you don't necessarily get done. What I have noticed recently is that third-party companies will release a figure, and then, you know, maybe within 6 to 8 months, Hasbro Takara will bring out, like, not necessarily a Masterpiece version, but you know, Masterpiece examples do exist of these, this particular situation, and then other figures will come out, and it will almost force people, I've seen the people, like, immediately going out and selling their third-party version of that figure.
Yeah.
And it's funny, it's just like, you know, people just can't wait for this stuff, can they? It's like, they need every character in the G1, like,
no
Masterpiece.
Kidding.
I mean, in relation to this story, do you think Hasbro are right in cracking down on a figure that is dangerously close to their own Unicron HasLab project?
They certainly have the right. I mean, it is their trademark. It is their property. You know, they absolutely have the right to tell somebody else not to try to profit off of their IP, because that's clearly what's happening.
Yeah.
And especially when you've got something like this, where you can argue whether or not Hasbro should be doing the crowdfunding platform to support something like this or not. Fact is, they are doing that. Yeah. And it's pretty clear that what Zeta Toys is doing is coming very close to IP infringement and is probably drawing money away from a project that needs backers in order to succeed. So
yeah,
I don't blame Hasbro at all for what they're doing as far as their reaction to Zeta Toys.
Do you think that move, though, do you think it'll help or hinder them in funding the HasLab Unicron? It does seem to have stalled, actually, since the extension and with this news of the Zeta Toys cancellation. It seems to have really stymied that progress.
Yeah, I mean, it could certainly have, you know, unforeseen consequences where the fans get angry at Hasbro for what they did and thus don't support the mainstream product. You know, I don't know what that's going to earn the fans besides, you know, a little bit of spite.
Yeah.
But they're not doing themselves any favor because now the Zeta Toys one is canceled, and if they don't fund the Hasbro one, they're not going to get that one either. Yeah. So then they have no Unicron instead of a choice of two.
Yeah. Do you think price comes into this? Do you think, I mean, a lot of people were jumping on Unicron who probably were on the fence with it, and then when the Zeta Toys thing comes up, you know, it's obviously going to be a lot cheaper than $600. Do you think right. that has to play? Do you think that plays a part in this too?
Potentially could. You know, I didn't see a lot of the details of the Zeta Toys version. I don't know how large it was yeah. and how much it was slated to cost.
Apparently, it's smaller than the Hasbro one, but I didn't have any details in size either.
Yeah.
But I did hear that in terms of its size compared to Unicron, it is smaller than the HasLab one.
I mean, so it's possible somebody might have wanted, you know, a highly detailed Unicron and wasn't quite so concerned, because when you're talking about a planet-sized transformer, I mean, does it really matter if the one you buy is, you know, 3 feet tall? It's still not going to be as tall as it should be. It just happens to be a lot bigger yeah. than all your others, but it's not like you can still use it with Optimus Prime or anything because it's totally out of scale.
It kind of screws up any kind of shelf displays as well, doesn't it?
Oh, and that's been kind of blowing my mind about this whole thing, about the fact that so many people are enthusiastic about Unicron. I mean, it looks like a fantastic toy, but I still stand by the fact that I don't know many collectors that would have any place to put this besides it being the centerpiece of their entire collection.
Yeah, yeah,
totally. Just because it's so huge.
Centerpiece of their house, I think, in this case.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Maybe if they have an extra bedroom, it can be like the third child or something like that.
In a bed and everything.
Come on, Unicron, time for school.
Come on, get up. I'm fed up with having to wake you up and get you, transform you, ready for school. It takes hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Final word on it. Do you expect... I want a yes or no answer on this one. You're not allowed to embellish on this one. Do you expect Unicron to fund? Yes or no?
No.
Wow. He went, you're in quick there. You've clearly read ahead in the questions I sent you.
well, it's not looking promising. I mean, you know, they could pull something out of a rabbit out of their hat. I don't know, but it's really not looking promising.
They could pull a Dinobot out of their if the movie's anything to go by.
Yeah, that too.
Well, anyway, Justin, thanks for jumping on and chatting. I kind of have to agree. I'm not sure. I'm not confident it will reach those 8,000 backers now, but you never know. Like towards the end, and we're talking like the real end of the funding, you do tend to see a spike. And funnily enough, it did start going up a little bit towards like the last few days, and they threw the extension on and kind of ruined that, I think.
Yeah, you know, I look at it. I'm looking at the site now, and I might be changing my tune a little bit. I didn't realize they were up to almost 6,000 backers already. So I don't know, with 20 days left. And
I don't know. We'll see.
I might have to recant that term, no.
No, you said it now and it's recorded.
Ah, damn it.
Anyway, Justin, thank you for jumping on and chatting Unicron and not Unicron with me today.
Absolutely.
That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my awesome co-host, Justin Bell. See you next time, and as always, onward to oblivion, or something along those lines. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter @TheFullForce, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback or questions. We have also started a Patreon page, so if you want to see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForce podcast, or click the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.